You're listening to the Medics Impact Podcast, giving you the tips you need to be successful along the path to professional opportunities. Hello! Thank you for joining us here on the Impact Podcast, presented by Medics. I am your host, Andrew Bogue, the editor-in-chief at medicsteam.com, and let me first say, it is good to be back and podding. Not only because I love talking to all of you, but also because today we're talking about a career path that is absolutely, absolutely critical to our healthcare system. Medical assistants. Medical assistants, which you may have heard to refer to as MAs or magically awesome people, are so important because they do a little bit of everything, from clinical tasks like checking vitals to administrative work. Heck, they are usually the first person you encounter in a healthcare setting, and they work in a number of care settings, from family practices to specialist offices. Speaking of specialists, see what I did there? Our special guest for today is Theron Meckelberg. Now, he's a regional recruitment director at Medics. What does that mean? Well, he's got oodles of experience connecting people with amazing jobs, especially when it comes to medical assistants. He's about to share some great information about the employment landscape for MAs and tips for career advancement in the field. But first, are you or is someone you know searching for the next great career opportunity? Oh, of course you are. Well, head on over to our website and check out the latest job search resources from Medics at www.medicsteam.com/podcast. You'll find everything from episodes of this show to articles written by real hiring experts. So whether you're in the thick of a career change or just looking for a quick refresher, I know you'll find resources that can help at medicsteam.com/podcast. And now, here's my interview with Theron. Okay, we are here with our very special guest for today's episode, Theron. Hey, Theron.
Hey, Andrew, how are we doing today?
I am doing great, and I'm so happy that we were able to snag you in particular for this conversation because, you know, I know you work very closely with medical assistants and know a lot about the field. So really excited to tap into your expertise today and share that with our audience. But before we get into the good stuff, I want to get into the good stuff about you and your career so far at Medics. So can you give us a rundown of your job title and a little bit of a description of your career path so far?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And I just want to say I'm really excited here. I mean, medical assistants are something I've had a ton of experience getting to work with, not only the field, but the team individually getting to work with certain MAs and help them find careers. So excited to help out the future generation of medical assistants. But as far as a little bit about myself, my name again is Theron Meckelberg. I'm actually our regional recruitment director for our Mountain West region here at Medics. So that encompasses Denver, Phoenix and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And my day to day is diving in with our recruitment teams in each of those offices, helping with development, execution, and trying to make sure that we are setting up a plan to not only help fill our clients' needs with the right people, but making sure that we're working with certain talents, certain possible job employees to find them the right next career so that they can be set up for a successful career in whatever field they choose. So I'm doing a lot of work with all of our teams there, and you know, I'm absolutely loving it. I've been with Medics for just over 3 years, and I started in the recruitment chair. So I started in our Denver office as a healthcare recruiter. So I was working on front desk openings, registered nurses, maybe some RNs or some phlebotomists, or excuse me, not RNs, revenue cycle roles or phlebotomists. But a majority of my time was spent working with medical assistants. It's just something that we've always had a need for. And as healthcare continues to grow and clinics continue to expand and new specialties continue to emerge, we need more and more medical assistants. So I had a ton of fun getting to learn the position because I came in, you can probably tell by my background, I came in with a sports background. I knew nothing about healthcare and I got to learn it in this job into where, you know, I was able to thankfully hire, I think over 150 medical assistants in my career, learn about what makes them unique, what makes them motivated. Because when you're a medical assistant, you're not in it because you know, you want to be a CEO. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But why most medical assistants are in it? Because they want to help people and they want to make a positive impact in someone's life. And that's what really drew me to making sure I was working with them. Because a lot of times their hard work goes unnoticed, and they truly are, you know, the backbone of the medical field. So that's a little bit about my journey so far and how I was able to kind of start working with certain medical assistants and really familiarize myself with that skill set.
I love that story. And, you know, very similar boat for me as when I started at Medics. I had no idea what went into the staffing industry at all. And I got a crash course and everything that was related to it. But you know, you learn pretty quickly about the things that matter and the things that motivate people. And, you know, that seems to be pretty common across, especially the healthcare field, is, you know, that want to make an impact. So it always makes it a little bit more, you know, meaningful when you're able to work with people that have that sort of focus on their career. And I 100% am thankful that we're able to connect virtually. Like you said, you're coming from your home office with, you know, some sports stuff up. I've got all my records and concert posters behind me at my work from home station. And, you know, years ago, we wouldn't have been able to meet up like this, you know, only if you had made a trip to Chicago and you know, came out from the West for us to speak. So it's really cool that we get to connect virtually and talk through this topic today. And I think you touched on it a little bit in that rundown about your career, but you know, could you give us a little bit of an overview of exactly what medical assistants do? You know, there's a lot of different roles we place for here at Medics, especially on the healthcare side. But I know medical assistants are a standout for a few reasons. So what goes into the role altogether?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I always like to break it down by, you know, your experience and everyone's individual experience working in, you know, going to a clinic, going to see your provider. All of us have gone to see a provider in the recent, you know, past year. If you haven't, this is a PSA, go see your provider, go get checked up. But it's that person who is checking you in. They're the ones who are taking your weight, your blood pressure, you know, really getting to have that first point of contact. And honestly, in my experience, is going to the doctors, I'm spending 75% of my time with the medical assistant. Then the provider comes in, asks a few questions, and then the medical assistant comes in to see if I have anything else. So they are really the ones who are gaining the information about you, building the relationship, and getting any, we call them chief complaints. Hey, how are you feeling today? Is there anything that's certain wrong? Anything we need to have the provider check on? So they really are, you know, it's that first point of contact. You think of, hey, when you go to, let's say Walmart, for example, you have the greeters. It's all about that first impression. And that's where medical assistants come in. It's not, hey, you're in the waiting room, the doctor grabs you, does the stuff, you're on your way. They're that bridge between you and the provider. And it's so crucial that they have, and they're making sure that each person who walks in has a good experience. So kind of walking back, you know, there's so many different, I'm talking in the perspective of a family practice, but, you know, there's OBGYN clinics, there's endocrinology, there's, you know, spine, there's ortho, there's urology, there's dozens of different specialties that you can do. And every medical assistant, when you're working a specialty, might have different skill sets or might be in charge of different responsibilities. For instance, if you're working in a women's health clinic, you may be helping out a lot more with certain things in that regard. Whereas if you're working in a urology clinic, you're probably doing a lot more urine samples. So each clinic has its own differences that we want to make sure MAs are being trained on and get some exposure to. Because again, I've worked with a ton of medical assistants and they like to learn new things. They like to get into family practice, get their basis, and then start diving into specialties where they can continue to expand their knowledge.
That's really cool. I like the thought of it. You know, medical assistants sort of like the Swiss Army knife of that healthcare industry. You know, they have so much experience, different skill sets. And yeah, you don't even think about that, about how the different specialties and different things that they may be tasked to learn and pick up along the way. And how that could make a difference, but also give you, sort of a lot of career mobility to be able to step into these different types of settings. And, you know, that sort of leads me into our next question here, as, you know, it sounds like medical assistants are pretty dang important to the healthcare system. So I was wondering what the employment outlook looks like right now for medical assistants, because we've certainly all, experienced a lot more about the healthcare industry, even if we're not directly a part of it, in the last few years due to, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic. There's been a lot of stories about the state of, you know, employment in all level of healthcare and, you know, some of the scares that this industry has had. So where do we stand, you know, right now in the current state, as far as employment goes for MAs?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, a little bit, I can only speak to what our region says, but I've talked with other people in my role that work in different locations in Medics, and it's all on the same page. there will, and I'll die on this hill, there will always be a need for medical assistance, because healthcare, regardless of recession or any sort of economic change, there is a need for healthcare. It's one of those industries, mm-hmm. kind of like education and IT. There is a consistent need for healthcare professionals and to make sure that people are still getting care regardless of that state. I mean, mm-hmm. right now we are working with more clients and trying to hire more medical assistants than I've ever seen in my 3 years here. And I personally don't see it slowing down for the rest of this year. You know, a lot of medical assistants who are in their externship programs, which is what they do when they're going to MA school, you have to do a 1 month externship. A lot of them are finishing up as school ends for the summer and now looking for their first career job as they grow into the late summer, early fall, and we have opportunities for them. So I think it's just as busy, if not busier than ever, for clinics looking to hire the right medical assistant for their practice.
Well, that's great news. And yeah, I can't imagine a world in which we wouldn't have these professionals there. Cause like you said, it would have to be either a doctor coming out and talking to each individual patient one by one as they're coming in, or, you know, we're not at the stage yet where robots can be taking over this industry per se. So you know, it seems like certainly an essential function of so many different teams and offices and practices that, you know, will likely be important for quite some time. So, you know, glad to hear you're staying busy. Glad to hear there's a lot of people interested in the field. And that being said, you know, even with, you know, that much need out there, I know all the positions that we staff for can be pretty competitive, right? And that's why it's great to work with recruiters that have these relationships, that, you know what needs to be done in a job interview and know how to set up candidates for success. So that's why I wanted to touch with you on that point in particular. You know, it's one thing for there to be job openings available. It's another thing to set yourself up to be a great candidate when you walk in the door and, you know, be able to take on that job right away. So if anyone listening out there is like pursuing this MA path right now, what are some things that they can do to set themselves apart as a great candidate on a job search?
Yeah. Well, the first thing they can do is get in contact with a recruiter here at MedX. And I always like to say that as well, because we are, and what we really try and pride ourselves on is we're not trying to be medical assistant experts, much as we love to be, and we will continue to work on. You know, that's not what we were hired for. What we are doing here is we want to make sure we are doing what's best for you and that we know the clients that we're partnered with and we can properly inform you on what they're looking for, because we have those direct relationships. So if you're working with us, you know, we will make sure that you know every in and out about the clinics and the hospitals, the urgent cares that we're partnering with. So you can say, hey, which one's the right choice for me? But on top of that, you know, things that you can start doing yourself. You hear all this talk about the national certification. I highly encourage people to do it. It only helps boost not only your resume, but your pay. You know, historically, medical assistants who also have their national certification, there's multiple different locations that you can get that from, and most of them are online. But making sure that you have that will always help with pay. It's important to make sure your BLS and your CPR are always up to date. That's something that every clinic we ask for is talking about. And then the other thing is that you're being transparent with your COVID vaccinations. You know, obviously working in healthcare, it's a very hot topic right now. And just knowing that, hey, wherever you're searching, you just need to be comfortable having that conversation. I don't want to encourage people one way or another, but just knowing that that is a topic. One of the other things that I always like to tell medical assistants, and when you're starting a role, when you find a new role, always picture yourself being there at least 2 to 3 years. You know, medical assistants, what they love to do, and I said it a little bit earlier, is like, they like to start in one practice, get their feet wet, and then go try something else, something else, something else. But what we're noticing a lot of clients looking for is some tenure, someone who has built rapport and, you know, established an identity at a location, and not just looking for the next practice. And where I want to make sure I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth is a lot of our clients that we work with are multiple clinics, multiple locations, and they have multiple practices. So for instance, if you work with, you know, we'll just say ABC Clinic, and you get hired there with us and you start in their family practice, and you tell me as the recruiter, hey, in 2 to 3 years, I could see myself being in women's health, being in dermatology. That is perfectly okay. And we see a lot of people move internally and transfer within an organization, to build that credit and build that rapport, so that eventually maybe you want to move into leadership, be a lead MA. You've already built that relationship. Or maybe you want to become a nurse. You can be a nurse within that same organization. So what I always like to tell people, and it's not like, hey, you can't change the past, but I like people to kind of have that mindset when they're looking for their next MA job of, I can see myself here at least 2 to 3 years. And if you can't, let's work together so we can find a clinic where you can, because no one likes to be job hoppy. No one likes to find a role every 6 months, but having that mindset of I need to find a practice or even a company that I could see myself growing with is going to not only make you a better medical assistant, but it's going to stand you apart from the others who are hopping to new jobs every 6 months and really give you a chance to advance your career.
That's true. I mean, there's been so much talk about, you know, moving jobs in the last couple of years with, you know, great resignation and job hopping and all that going on. And if there is something to be said about having that security of knowing you're with an employer that, you know, values you and that you connect with well, and still being able to feed those parts that, you know, keep you driven, like a sense of curiosity and learning and progressing your career that it sounds like a lot of MAs value, finding that sweet spot between the two could be a huge difference. You know, the difference between having a job and, you know, taking that next step of your career and making this be something you're building upon.
Exactly. No, you couldn't have said it better. You know, and sometimes it's way easier said than done. I'll be the first to admit it, but
yeah,
you know, thinking about, hey, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I always love to ask, you know, medical assistants I'm working, do you see yourself going to nursing school? Do you see yourself wanting to go into leadership? Or do you see yourself truly wanting to master the craft of MA? There's no wrong answer, but sometimes they're not thinking about that. And there's no reason they shouldn't be, because it's their career.
And I appreciate having folks like you to ask us those tough questions, because I know that's something, yeah, if I'm just sitting around on a Tuesday night, I might not be, you know, doing that much of deep self-reflection. But to have someone in your corner that pushes you to do those things sometimes can make all the difference and will change the trajectory of your job search. So thank you for you know, putting us in that mindset and giving us a little bit of background about what it's looking like on the medical assistant search right now and things that, you know, that recruiters can do to help those pursuing this career path along the way. I'm, of course, going to close out here with a little bit of a plug again. If you're not already following us on social media, or, you know, like always, you can check out our website, either medicsteam.com or our jobs listing at careers.medicsteam.com. Great resources to see some of our available job listings. Otherwise, I know our recruiters, and Theron will speak to this directly too, love hearing directly from job candidates whenever possible. They're very active on things like LinkedIn and reaching out directly to job seekers in that way. So, you know, if you're interested in connecting with anyone, especially someone like Theron right here, who you've met today, please feel free to do so to learn more.
Yes. No, please reach out. We're happy to do so. And again, if you have questions, that's what we're here for. We're all about making sure that we're not looking for the quick fit. We're looking for the right fit for you. So excited to hear from some of you very shortly.
Well, thank you for joining the podcast today, Theron. You know, it's fantastic that we're able to connect virtually. You know, hopefully sometime soon I'll see you again in person. But in the meantime, enjoy. I'll let you get back to work and hope to see you soon.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Thanks for listening to the Medics Impact Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and access our full catalog of professional development articles on the Medics Career Impact blog.